from betraying your trust. Majority Report.
If you're looking for an SUV tire, then look no further than Goodyear Forterra HL. Drive in comfort and style with Goodyear's premium SUV tire. The Goodyear Forterra HL is rated as the best SUV tire in the November issue of a leading consumer magazine. Right now, buy a set of four Forterra HL tires and get a $75 mail-in rebate. For complete details, visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR. This mail-in offer ends November 27th.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Lawmaker denials. No one on Capitol Hill is admitting they wrote that provision into a spending bill to give members of Congress access to people's personal income tax records. That language is to be removed from the $388 billion spending bill after protests from both sides of the aisle. One Democratic senator wants to track down whoever wrote it. Kent Conrad calls the language, quote, beyond the pale. Republicans say the measure was not meant to weaken privacy laws. Congressman Ernest Istook says honest mistakes were made, but there's no conspiracy. His name was linked to the language, but he now denies writing it. The Oklahoma Republican blames that on the IRS. He says the aim was to give appropriation staff access to IRS processing centers for oversight, not to review individual returns. But an IRS spokesman says the agency's commissioner unaware of the provision and supports it from being deleted from the final bill. To be continued. Meanwhile, two defiant Republican congressmen say they will not change their minds about opposition to the September 11th bill reorganizing the U.S. intelligence community. Defying President Bush this weekend, Congressman Duncan Hunter and James Sensenbrenner said they're not going to change their minds without concessions from the Senate. Sensenbrenner says it'll be tougher now because the well got even more poisoned by the senators and their supporters thoroughly criticizing Duncan Hunter and myself by talking on the Talking Head shows. The two men turned back a last-second deal on Saturday to pass the stalled legislation to create the new National Intelligence Director and the National Counterterrorism Center. Hunter says he knew the president and Speaker Hastert wanted the bill, but, quote, what we have to do here is exercise our best judgment. Double the number of malnourished Iraqi children. According to new research, malnutrition among Iraq's youngest children has nearly doubled since the U.S. invasion, despite United Nations efforts to deliver food. The report says 7.7% of Iraqi children aged 6 months to 5 years are malnourished. That's 7.7% compared to 4% before the invasion. An official says the problem is in the level of some African countries for malnutrition. Before the war, the UN Oil for Food program was credited with nearly doubling the Iraqi population's annual food intake and helped cut child malnutrition levels in half. Three Marines wounded in the Fallujah offensive have died, raising the U.S. death toll in Iraq to at least 101 this month. The only other month when U.S. deaths exceeded 100 last April, 135 died that month when troops fought fierce battles in Fallujah and Ramadi. At least 54 of the American soldier deaths this month are directly tied to the offensive in Fallujah. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
This is Eric Muller reporting from Chopper 5.
Cut!
News happens fast. Can I afford to let a cold slow me down? Not up here. When I'm achy, with a stuffy nose and a sore throat, I take Advil Cold and Sinus. It's got the power of Advil to handle tough pain, plus a hard-working decongestant. That's why they call it Advil Cold and Sinus.
Quick, over to the highway!
I call it fast relief for a reporter on the fly.
For tough colds, advance to Advil Cold and Sinus. Use as directed.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Look out, fugitives. Here we come.
Tune in to A&E Tuesday nights at 10 for the hit series Dog the Bounty Hunter.
People ask me, Dog, you carry a gun? I said, yeah, her name's Beth. My woman.
Get the dog out! Break it down!
Don't miss the hit series, Dog the Bounty Hunter. The chase is on, Tuesday nights at 10, 9 Central, only on A&E.
You can run, but you can't hide from the long arm of the dog.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. Rachel's back. Liz is away. Keep up, people. We have a guest host, Ellis Hennigan, Newsday columnist, plus former Marine captain Josh Rushing, featured in the documentary Control Room, drops and gives us 20. Plus, call in and ask a vet. Is the heart of Dixie's Amendment 2 language twice as sticky as it is tricky?
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy here, Truth Seekers. You are listening to a Best of Mike Malloy program. Well, I'm off for a few days. You can't call in, so the pressure's off, right? Just enjoy these segments of my program from the past few weeks. We'll be back live with all the usual fun and frivolity November 29th. Until then, take care and enjoy this recorded program of the Best of Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 6:30, almost 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Somebody sent me an email. Is your program live tonight? Yes! About as live as it can be. Yeah, this is Tuesday, September 12th. Just kidding. All right, we have a call here from Andy Stevenson, who is the associate director of Black Box Voting. God, that's hard for me to say. Black Box Voting. He joins us now from Seattle. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, thanks for all you're doing with this issue, man. It's greatly appreciated. I just wanted to give you an update.
All right.
Black Box Voting on Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time launched the largest Freedom of Information Act request ever in the history of the United States. We requested details regarding the election from every single county in the United States. And some of the responses have already started coming in. And we've also got a response from the state of Minnesota, which basically said, shove it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're asking for help now. We're asking for people to donate, of course, because these FOIA requests are quite expensive. In fact, Colorado is charging us $20 an hour to research and then $1.25 per page that they copy. So these things are not going to be cheap, but they are going to help us get the evidence we need to show that there was just massive fraud. And we are using the F word now, fraud.
Yeah,
because there's just no doubt about it. The exit polling was not matching the results, and it's really dismaying.
Yeah, that happened. I was mentioning on the program a few minutes ago that happened here in Georgia. The test run was Georgia 2002 to see if they could pull it off,
And, sure, with and, Rob Georgia. You've heard of that patch, right?
Yes, absolutely. a computer patch that was inserted in the program that was just so blatantly obvious. But we lost two decent politicians here, Roy Barnes, the governor, and Max Cleland, our Democratic senator. And
Cynthia McKinney as well.
Well, Cynthia was beat by crossover votes. We had a lot of Republicans who crossed over and voted against her. But she's back because the woman who beat her, Denise Majette, had the temerity to run for the Senate in Georgia and was defeated. But Cynthia's defeat probably to some extent had to do with crappy voting techniques. But I think what they focused on in 2002, let's see if we can bump off Max Cleland and Roy Barnes. And they succeeded. But let me ask you this. I had a call a few minutes ago from a woman named Danielle.
Daniel is actually
a
14-year-old kid who has he is absolutely a hero in this cause. And I was going to ask you if I could give him props. That kid has absolutely worked his tail off to help us get to the point where we are today with these public records requests. And
oh my God.
He deserves a huge hand.
Well, his voice hasn't changed yet, and I thought I was talking to a young woman. No offense. I mean, I've been there, too. So Daniel, you know, because I called him Danielle, and I thought, what the hell is going on here? My apologies to the young man. He called from Chicago and said what he's looking for are people in Michigan who can provide him with fax numbers of township and city election officials, because they do it that way in Michigan.
It's the townships we're looking for, because we've got county information, but Michigan is doing it by townships as well, and we've been having a real hard time getting all the townships there. So that's the project he's been working on.
And he's 14.
And tomorrow's his birthday, so we should all wish him a happy birthday too.
He turns 14 or 15.
15 tomorrow.
He turns 15. Well, Daniel, if you're still listening, my face is crimson for assuming you were female. I'm sorry. Just your voice, the way I heard it, it sounded like female. But it doesn't really matter. I don't give a damn if you're a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, or a rhinoceros. Good for you. But it just kind of staggers me that somebody that young is doing this.
I'll tell you. There's three of us in the office, Bev, myself, and another lady from Texas. Well, she's from Ohio, but she's from my home state of Texas, too.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Kathleen, and he has absolutely taken a huge load of work off of us, and so has another one of our members in Chicago, and her name is Catherine, and she's done an amazing job. She's our volunteer coordinator, mm-hmm. and she has just done an amazing job, and huge props to both of them, because they are absolutely outstanding, true American patriots.
Well, I can't tell you how good it makes me feel to know that this kid is 14, about to turn 15. That's just amazing. What do you think is the not that this matters, but what's the most outrageous or obvious example of voter fraud that you've heard about this week?
Right in your own state of Georgia, and I just heard about it today. I had a woman call me, and in Sand Hill County.
Uh huh.
There was a race there where the Democrat and the Republican were running 50, you know, neck and neck,
right.
50-50. And election night, the Republican walked away with a 91% of the vote, 9%. Now, it gets better. One of the campaign workers for the Democrat was in the central location,
right.
and along with the Republican candidate and one of his workers, and the worker said, "See, I told you this would work. I told you this would put you into office." He grabbed up the interim results and left with them, and nobody's seen them since. So that's what I'm going to be investigating myself, because I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a stunning defeat,
mm-hmm.
but you know, Diebold called the results in early, so. You know, you would be amazed at how easy it is to manipulate these machines, Mike. I could literally be sitting here in my living room and take control of the GEM central tabulator and change votes, erase the audit log, do whatever I wanted to do with those machines.
What about some of the votes that the tabulations that showed more voters voted for Bush in a given area than were even present in the precinct or the county? Are they not aware how blatantly obvious that is?
I don't think so. And you know, another thing I've heard coming out of Broward County that I was made aware of this evening was that the votes were it was counting down. Now, how do you count down on votes?
Oh my God! All right. Well, listen. There are an awful lot of people that listen to this network, and I understand that Randy today asked if we have a million listeners, if everybody would send $5, that would take care of some of the expense that you all are going to accumulate.
Absolutely.
So I would second that. Now,
if they're going to do it, let me put something in here. We do have a credit card company that does our credit card processing, but if the folks would send it to our post office box, we save the credit card processing fees, and more of their money is going to go towards the FOIAs. And that the post office box is box 25552.
25552?
Exactly.
Okay.
Seattle, Washington, 98165.
And what's the website people can visit if they want to do PayPal or whatever?
The website is blackboxvoting.org.
Right, okay.
And, if they want to pitch in and help, we need lawyers badly right now, and especially in Minnesota. We need lawyers in Minnesota.
Okay. Maybe folks will write this down. It's, try not to email me and ask me. Here it is, P.O. Box 25552. That's 25552, Seattle, 98165. Now, because most of us are kind of brain dead right now, is that address on the website?
The address is on the website. The
okay.
one that's there now is an old one because last week when we put up the information about how King County has a 3.5, that's where I live here in Seattle in King County, the audit log came up with a 3.5-hour gap. Now, to put that into perspective, it would be the equivalent of the 18-minute gap on the Watergate tapes.
Oh, okay.
You know, Nixon could have been talking about his dog, but we don't know because it was erased.
I got
you. And it's the same thing that was going on here in King County.
Okay, so mailing address, folks, Box 25552, Seattle, 98165, or, of course, blackboxvoting.org. Hey, Andy, we got a break here. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how it goes. We will do whatever we can to help you folks, all right?
I will, Mike. Thanks a lot for all you're doing.
You bet. Take care. Quick break. We'll be right back. Molloy Program on Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Molloy on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
An OnStar Conversation, August 13th, 2004.
I'm sorry, Senator. This is Michael. I may help you.
Hey, Michael. I'm down in Florida, and we're evacuating for Hurricane Charley, and somehow the doors on my vehicle got closed and locked. I'm locked out.
Sorry to hear it. I'd be more than happy to help you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Let's start with a home telephone number, 941.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
This is Michael from OnStar calling to let you know your vehicle's now unlocked.
Yeah, we saw it. Thanks. We got to get out of here for this hurricane.
Yes, I know. Have a good evacuation.
There's no such thing.
Try to stay dry.
Pray for us, and we'll pray for you when it comes to you.
Okay, please know we're here whenever you need us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think. The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles. An unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Hi, Al Franken for the New Republic magazine, the nation's leading weekly journal of politics and arts. Here's what the editors say this week about Condoleezza Rice. The Rice appointment portends an administration that will continue to act as if its political victories are evidence that the White House policies are objectively successful. In reality, of course, just the opposite is true. The Bush administration doesn't punish its employees for their incompetence. Instead, it rewards incompetence with extensions of tenure and promotions. Rice's sentence should leave no doubt about where this administration is headed. Full steam in the same direction. Subscribe today and save $10 off their best online subscription price. For details, visit tnr.com/airamerica and download this week's issue immediately or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the... It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Oh, and remember, please, I'm not assuming you're stupid. I'm just assuming that, we're all kind of the same here. Get a little dingy. Don't go to blackboxvoting.com. That's a BS, crap, no, forget it site, okay? org.org. You all know that. Of course you know it. Now, just a couple more little items here, and then to your phone calls. I forget where I got this today, but some new insights into Bush's reasons for invading Iraq. Oh, my God. Mickey Herskovitz, who is a book author and the Bush family's authorized biographer, or he was, says that Bush was thinking about invading Iraq in 1999. Herskovitz said it was on his mind. How does Herskovitz know this? Well, it turns out that he'd been hired by Bush, who was then the governor of Texas, to ghostwrite Bush's autobiography that was ultimately titled A Charge to Keep My Journey to the White House. Now, as you know, it wound up being written by Karen Hughes. But Herskowitz was given unimpeded access to Bush. And according to this, the two men met approximately 20 times so Bush could share his thoughts. And that's according to journalist Russell Baker, who interviewed Herskowitz. During one of their conversations, Herskowitz said, Bush told him that, quote, one of the keys to be seen as a great leader is to be seen as commander-in-chief. Herskowitz said Bush's circle of advisors had a fixation on the political capital, sound familiar, that former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher collected from the Falklands War in 1982. Well, you know, I got some capital from this, and I'm going to spend it. Didn't he just say this day before yesterday? Okay. Herskowitz said the Bush advisors, they were just absolutely blown away, just enthralled by the scenes of the troops coming back, of the boats, people throwing flowers at Thatcher, and her getting those standing ovations in Parliament and making those magnificent speeches, right? Now, for those of you who don't remember, the Falklands War was like our invasion of Grenada. It was pointless, stupid, and ridiculous. It was about some islands off the coast of South America where nobody lives. Some British subjects lived there. Some Argentines lived there. But it was just stupid. It was imperialism. It was white people from Europe going to the brown people in South America and saying, "We can still kick your ass." But it really got to the neocons around Bush, apparently. That, you know, now you understand. Now I understand his little landing on the aircraft carrier. So Herskowitz says, you know, those scenes of Margaret Thatcher after her little toy war way back 22 years ago, that just blew these neocons away. So they decided to do it for Bush, too. Now, Herskowitz, who was also the authorized biographer of the president's grandfather, the Nazi sympathizer Prescott Bush, said, how old is this guy? Said Bush's beliefs about Iraq were based in part on the concept, this concept, quote, start a small war, pick a country where there is justification you can jump on, go ahead and invade. And if you're successful, of course, you'll be a hero at home. But look at the rat's nest, the hornet's nest that they have disturbed. Well, how would you feel if an invading army came into your country for no reason and started killing your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, and your babies? Wouldn't you take up a gun and try to kill the invader? Sure you would. Now, Bush's aides, when he was governor, they ended up canceling the Herskowitz book project because the first draft didn't glow enough about too stupid to be president. And Karen Hughes wound up rewriting it and writing it herself. But the idea that we would go to war to boost a president's political fortunes, that's obscenity. And this is what just chokes in my throat about the people who voted for Bush, who see gay marriage as an obscenity, or who see, I don't know, what the hell is their other issue, whatever their other issues are, abortion or independent women or whatever the hell it is. That to me is the obscenity. The idea that Bush, that anybody would go to war to boost political fortunes, that's obscenity. This other stuff really doesn't mean that much. Although, you know, I've said before, I'm certainly against abortion from a moral standpoint. But it's and how do I show that? I don't have one. I don't get any. So anyway, now that the election is over and the commander-in-chief won, he can go back to the business of war. And guess who's next on the list? The city of Fallujah in Iraq. And we'll never know the death toll for the civilians who live there, but it's going to be pretty bad. Associated Press is reporting this. The combat hospital of the chief U.S. base near Fallujah has set up a morgue and doubled medical staff and supplies in the past few days in preparation for an expected stream of casualties from this anticipated assault on the city. Well, there's more. We got a break here? All right, let me do the break. We'll come back and I'll share this with you. We're going to get your phone calls, so do stick around. I'm Mike Molloy, Air America Radio.
A bomb all night and a drill all day.
He's the president, he's okay. He bombs all night and he drills all day.
I cut down trees, pollute the air, and blow up
some things for fun. I dress in cowboy clothing and sometimes as Top Gun.
He cuts down trees, pollutes the air, and blows up things for fun. Dressed up in cowboy clothing and sometimes as Top Gun.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees and taxes too, especially for my pal.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Rhinestones, tiger print, llama print, giraffe print, newsprint, man perms, frosted man perms, pompadours, tidy whities, excessive gold chains, excessive gold teeth.
Hi, I'm Stacey London.
And I'm Clinton Kelly from TLC's What Not to Wear.
If we catch you in any of these things, we will beat you with a fanny pack.
Bracelets, shirts that say I'm with stupid, anything.
See What Not to Wear before we see you.
Ponytails, anything you get for free, ties with cartoon characters, lederhosen.
What Not to Wear. All new episode Friday at 10 Eastern and Pacific on TLC. Look good, feel good.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price.
Lesson?
I know. It's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Your host for a Pence Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I like Pence Friends. So you're 26 before the hour. All right, the morgue is set up, medical staff has been doubled, supplies have been streaming in anticipation of this assault on the Iraqi city of Fallujah. The U.S. military hospital there added a Marine mortuary affairs team within the past couple of weeks, a unit charged with identifying dead troops, cataloging their personal effects, and preparing their bodies for the flight to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. This is from the Associated Press. The morgue team counts 16 reservists trained in handling corpses of U.S. troops, as well as Iraqi civilians and fighters that arrive at the hospital here, said Commander Locke Noyes, a Navy surgeon. The morgue team also travels to bomb scenes to recover body parts and corpses that need to be extracted from vehicles, Noyes said. The hospital's daily toil is grim. Patients arrive with devastating wounds. Common procedures include amputations or stabilizing broken bones and torn organs. The surgeons and staff say they cope, knowing the soldiers need them to be steady in the face of shocking carnage. A Navy doctor, Captain Eric Lavelle, said, "The first patient I had was 6 hours after I got here. His heart was out of his chest. I said, 'Whoa, that's a shaker. Welcome to Fallujah.' But I'm more confident now." Many of the Marines still recovering from that attack last weekend said they were eager to rejoin their units and expected to fight in the upcoming assault on Fallujah. Corporal Nicholas Peel, who's 19, of Boise, Idaho, said, quote, "I'm nervous for them," referring to his buddies, "but I know for a fact they're going to tear the place to pieces. It's kind of a justice after what they did to us." Well, Corporal, I don't know what to say to that, except you had no business being there, son. You're in their country. Oh, well. As you know by now, U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan has warned the leaders of the United States, Britain, and Iraq, the puppet government in Iraq, that another full-scale assault on Fallujah would further alienate Iraqis, not to mention kill a lot of them, disrupt elections planned for January. Now, according to what? New York Times, Washington Post, some diplomats said the a puppet prime minister in Iraq, Alawi, was, quote, furious, end quote, when he received the letter from the U.N. Iraq's new U.N. ambassador immediately sought to meet with Annan to argue that the U.N. was interfering. Excuse me? Didn't Alawi just recently been criticizing Annan for not doing enough to help Iraq prepare for elections? And so when Kofi Annan says, "Hey, guess what? The elections are going to be delayed and there are going to be a lot of dead people," that's interfering. Wow. Airstrikes on Fallujah continued yesterday and today. Bush defended the need to get the insurgents. He said, "In order for Iraq to live in a free country, those who are trying to stop the elections and stop a free society from emerging must be defeated." This guy is the most bloodlust killer I think this country has ever produced. His record was clear in Texas. More people executed in Texas under George W. Bush than I think in China. Now, the attack on Fallujah, this is according to WSWS.org, the attack on Fallujah will be the spearhead of a broader offensive. 22 Iraqi cities are on the list, truth seeker. 22 Iraqi cities, including, of course, Fallujah, Ramadi, Samarra, Baquba, Kut, and the densely populated Shiite suburb in Baghdad, Sadr City. The idea is to bring it all under U.S. control by the end of the year, and the aim here is to drown in blood the opposition of the Iraqi people to this occupation. And then, of course, to clear the way for this toy election, this sham, this embarrassing, I am so ashamed to be an American. I am so ashamed to be an American. I swear to God I am. Get ready for these sham elections in January, which, by the way, only pro-U.S. parties will be permitted to participate in. This is the democracy that the neocons are bringing to Iraq. Oh, my God. And by the way, there are 250,000 civilians in this city. Nobody knows how many have fled. The best estimates are there's still 60, 70,000 civilians in Fallujah. And they are living in desperate conditions, like most people in Iraq, but especially here. No electricity, no sanitation, no medical services. Mass killing. You know, I might have pissed some people off last night when I compared this to Warsaw, the Warsaw Ghetto, what the Nazis did. And that was a little bit over-the-top comparison. This is unique. This stands on its own. This is not like the siege of Stalingrad. It's not like the Warsaw Ghetto. This is unique. This is America's way of bringing democracy and freedom to the Iraqi people. Kill the bastards. Kill as many as you possibly can. We've killed 100,000 now. Oh, God. Substantial American casualties are expected. The council leaders in Fallujah have repeatedly denied the allegations that the fighters in the city are foreigners. Instead, they have stressed that the resistance that's coming from their city is popular and legitimate opposition to a foreign invader, that's us, and that they will defend their homes. And the reaction in American political and military circles to Fallujah's refusal to bow down to the occupation can only be described as psychopathic. November 4th, New York Post, a column there by Ralph Peters, who's a retired military officer and right-wing writer. What he wrote is representative of the people around Bush who portray this U.S. colonial aggression that we're going through here now as a life and death clash of civilizations. All right, in the November 4th Post, here's what Peters wrote, quote, "We need to demonstrate that the U.S. military cannot be deterred or defeated. If that means widespread destruction, we must accept the price. Most of Fallujah's residents, those who wish to live in peace, have already fled. Those who remain have made their choice. That means killing. We don't need more complaints about our treatment of prisoners from the global forces of appeasement. The world needs to see their corpses. Even if Fallujah has to go the way of Carthage, reduced to shards, the price will be worth it. We need to demonstrate our strength of will to the world." My God. My God. And with Bush's mandate, the killing now will escalate geometrically. Now the stops are out, and those young lance corporals from Des Moines, Iowa, and Waco, Texas, and Waycross, Georgia, and the Tiffin, Ohio, and Moultrie, Georgia, and Cullman, Alabama, and Bay City, Michigan. You know those young lance corporals, those 18 and 19-year-olds, are just itching for a fight because they are immortal, and they know they're immortal. They know they won't die. They understand that. I'm not going to die. I'm going to kill. And I'm going to try to protect my friends, but I'm not going to die. All those young boys who are just chomping at the bit to go in, and the parents of those boys, I just wonder, parents, what what is it that your son is about to die for? What is it? What is it that your son is about to kill for? You have a 19-year-old who's going to waste civilians. You have a 19-year-old who is going to waste people shooting at him who are trying to defend and protect their city. They may not be the kind of people we like. They are Muslims, after all, and, you know, Muslims are just terrorists, right? But they're defending their city, just like, you know, what happens if people are defending Tiffin, Ohio, or Hehira, Georgia, and the enemy comes? I mean, what do you do? Do you kill, or do you just fall down and roll over and let them kill you? But the parents of these 19 and 20 and 21 years old and the 21 year olds and the wives of the senior non-coms that are going to go in there, you know, you're 32 years old and you have three children and your husband is about to be killed. Why? Why is he dying? Why is your husband dying in Fallujah? And if he's not dying, why is he killing, ma'am, people just like you, only, you know, different skin color, different accent, different language, but she has children like you do. Why? Why? Is it because the weapons of mass destruction? Is it because Saddam is a threat to his neighbors? Is it because he has nuclear weapons program? Is it why? Is it because they attacked America on September 11th, 2001? Is that, or is it the oil? Is it the establishment of military bases? Ma'am, is that why your husband of 17 years, whom you love, you married right out of high school, is going to die over the weekend? He's going to be hit by a rocket-propelled grenade that's going to blow a hole in him so big that he won't even have time to think a goodbye to you and the kids.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Oh, I love charades. I'll go first.
Okay, Mom.
It's something really, really big.
It's huge. The national deficit.
No.
Oh, it's the Kohl's Grand Opening Sale.
Yes. That's my girl.
Kohl's Grand Opening Sale starts Thursday at 8 a.m. with huge savings on her biggest brand names like Levi's, Adidas, Dockers, KitchenAid, and many more. Save 30 to 50% on all Mrs. Access, Nine & Company, and Daisy Fuentes sportswear. Save 30% on all Oshkosh playwear. And great brands of bras are just $16.99. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy.
So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for your free in-home estimate.
Do you have an idea or invention you would like to market? Perhaps a way of improving an existing product? Call Advent Product Development at 1-800-9-INVENT. For years, Advent has helped inventors and creative thinkers bring their idea or product to market. They are the clearinghouse for companies looking for inventions and ideas. Their coast-to-coast computer network can put you together with the right companies. They may even get your product on TV. No invention is too large or too small. Right now, hundreds of manufacturers are seeking new products. Call 1-800-9-INVENT and Advent Product Development will rush you a free inventor's kit. There's no obligation. No inventor can afford to be without this valuable kit. Get all the facts on how to safeguard, develop, and market your idea or invention. Call now, 1-800-9-INVENT, and use the professional guidance of Advent Product Development. Call for your free kit, 1-800-9-INVENT. That's 1-800-9-INVENT.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
We must collectively get after those who kill in the name of some kind of false religion.
This man doesn't understand irony at all, does he? He just doesn't get it. Huh? Oh, well. Okay. Marco is calling from Virginia. Marco, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. That intro is very ironic, considering what I'm calling about. Have you ever heard of a short story by Robert Heinlein called If This Goes On?
No. He used to be one of my favorite science fiction writers, but I'm not familiar with that one.
Yes, it's part of his future history storyline in which a televangelist by the name of Nemanja Scudder gets himself elected president.
Mm-hmm.
And does pretty much the same stuff that George Bush has been doing for the last 4 years. I just find that people screaming about 1984, you know, and it's very surprising for me how science fiction authors have been saying this stuff for the last 30, 40 years.
Isn't it? It is interesting, the parallels between science fiction from the 60s and 70s and 80s and 50s and what's going on now.
Oh, yeah. But I just wanted to get your opinion on that particular story. I didn't know you hadn't heard it yet.
No, I like I say, I've read Heinlein. I have read so much science fiction. It used to be my favorite literary form in the 50s and 60s. That's all I read for the most part. Well, the beatniks once they started to show up. But as far as writing or reading just for the sheer hell of wanting to scare myself. I always gravitated toward science fiction, but I'm not familiar with that one. I'll see if I can locate that.
Oh yeah, thanks.
All right, thanks, Marco. Appreciate you checking in. Steven is calling from New York City. Steven, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Thank you so much for being on. I love your show.
Well, you're welcome.
My question, I had an idea, and I just wanted to run it by you because you seem to be on top of things. My idea is this. It basically is not about the black box voting and all that, but it's really about trying to wake up the rest of this country. I mean, the people that did truly vote for Bush, because, you know, there are obviously a lot of them. And my idea is this. It involves the Democrats that are left in our Congress. Do they have the ability to, I don't know about all this, but do they have the ability to abstain from voting when a bill, you know, becomes before them?
They do. You know, they can, that's what the sergeant at arms is for. If there's not enough people to form a quorum to vote on a bill, they can be rounded up if they refuse to come to vote. I think there are penalties. I'm not sure what the penalties are. But they can refuse by claiming to be sick or, you know, whatever. I hope that answers your question.
No. Actually, the point is not to prevent the bills from going through. The point is that and it's kind of a scary concept, and I don't know if it's really worth a good shake or not. But I wanted to know what you thought. Basically, it's this: if Democrats who are in Congress have the ability to show up to when it's time to vote on a bill. And basically not vote yes or no, and just somehow make their vote not affect the outcome. Basically, you know, the Republicans, I think they're at the point where they're pretty much going to be able to pass what they want. It's just a matter of how fast they're going to.
All right, I think I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's like the, for example, the United Nations, where you can vote yes, no, or abstain. I don't think members of the U.S. House or Senate can register a vote that says, I abstain. I refuse to vote on this issue. I think they probably, I don't know what the rule is or the law is. That's one part of the Constitution that I'm totally brain dead on. But it's my belief that there's no such thing as abstaining if you're a member of the House or the Senate and a vote comes up. You've got to vote one way or the other if you're there, if you're going to be there.
What I was curious about seeing happen is if Democrats have some way of basically, I mean, this is kind of scary, just allowing them to do every single thing that they want to do and let it happen really fast. Because I think part of the problem is that they've basically just very slowly pushed all this crap onto people. Sorry.
Well, the thing is, it's going to happen anyway. I don't think there's any question about that, Stephen. The Democrats now are in a minority. They're almost in a super minority, or I should say the Republicans almost have a supermajority in the Senate. They will pick that up in 2006 unless we can stop the black box voting. Once they have 60 votes in the Senate, the entire game is over. It's over now, but Democrats can still filibuster in the Senate. They can a nomination for the Supreme Court, let's say, if they're willing to take the heat from the whores in American media and the pigs in the Republican Christian Party, if they can stand the pressure, nominations can still be blocked. But what I have seen over the past 4 years under the trembling hand of Tom Daschle is no leadership whatsoever. I have seen the Democrats in the House and the Senate about as effective as a bowl of 6-day-old wet noodles. So, you know, I'm getting off the topic here, but...
I was just hoping that somehow if we were able to actually let them speed up their agenda.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any problem, Stephen, with speeding up the agenda. Yeah. It's going to happen, whether the Democrats try to resist it or not. That's what this election, not this election, but the results of this election, as fake and as fraudulent as they are, that's what was determined.
I just thought that if citizens could see what these people were willing to do, and so much of it was just pushed on them so fast, they would have no choice but to see who is doing it and who is not partaking in it.
Yeah, well, most people don't really care. When I say most people, I'm saying that advisedly, but most people don't care what the votes are in the House and the Senate unless it directly affects them. Hey, thanks, Stephen. Got a break here. Appreciate your call. You know, a few months from now, someone will scratch their head and say, gee, Tom Daschle, haven't heard from him lately. what's up with Tom Daschle? Then they'll realize, wow, man, he wasn't reelected. What happened? What's up with that? That's how much of a difference Tom Daschle has made being the leader of the Senate. And I'm sorry, but that's true. No, I'm not sorry. Screw it. I'm not sorry at all. The Democrats have rolled over so many times, and they rolled over just enough to give these neo-fascists a chance to jigger the machinery, and now look where we are. Goodbye, Tom. I hope you have a good life up there in the Dakotas. You know, rope a steer for me, buddy.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's ironic. They're called answering machines, but they never give you answers. Oh, sure, they tell you so-and-so isn't here right now, but you have no idea where they went or when they'll be back. Of course, with GEICO, you won't talk to an answering machine. They have thousands of car insurance specialists standing by, so you always get answers from a real live person. No wondering, no waiting, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
Here's some very exciting holiday news from your friends at Kmart. If you know someone who's had a difficult year or is in particular need, Kmart will help you give a friend Christmas. Whether it's a bicycle for a great kid, a layette set for a baby, or a home entertainment system for a deserving family, Kmart will give a friend Christmas with an array of gifts valued up to $500. In the coming weeks, I'll be telling you how to enter this special program, and then each day during the holiday season, I'll announce a listener whose Christmas wish has been granted thanks to Give a Friend Christmas from your friends at Kmart.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. George W. Bush says he hopes it's true that Iran has suspended the enrichment of uranium, but he wants to see proof. At a news conference in Colombia, the president told reporters, quote, "It looks like there is some progress in the long dispute over Iran's nuclear program, but," he says, "only verification will determine if that progress is real." Washington has long suspected Iran is secretly trying to build a nuclear bomb. Of course, Tehran says its program is only for producing electricity. But Bush says, given Iran's past actions and statements, it needs to, quote, "earn the trust of those who are worried about what it's up to." At that news conference, Bush demonstrated his distaste for questions from the media is not limited to his own country after he and Colombian President Alvaro Uribe answered four questions today. Bush sought to end the news conference by saying thank you very much. Maybe he was just eager to get back to his Texas ranch where he plans to spend Thanksgiving. Or maybe he just can't keep his dislike for question and answer sessions buttoned up abroad any more than he can at home. Uribe seemed willing to take some more questions. He said, "Do you want to get in one more?" to the president, and Bush said, "That's plenty. No, thank you." Bush's father today, former President George H.W. Bush, has sent his heartfelt condolences, as he called it, to the families of three crew members who were killed aboard a private jet that crashed on approach to a Houston airport. Bush was at the airport at the time because the private jet was supposed to pick him up and take the former president to a speaking engagement in Ecuador. The plane crashed as it was coming in for landing in thick fog after hitting a light pole. The man was a longtime deputy to Yasser Arafat, is now in position to inherit two of Arafat's main roles as a Palestinian leader. The ruling Fatah party has chosen Mahmoud Abbas, former Palestinian premier, as its candidate to replace Arafat as head of the Palestinian Authority. That election is to be held in January. Abbas has already been named head of the Palestine Liberation Organization. He served for years as Arafat's deputy there. If he's elected Palestinian Authority president, Mahmoud Abbas will inherit two of the main titles of Arafat. A member of the Fatah Central Committee says the group picked Abbas as its nominee in a meeting in Ramallah today. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge unveiling a new public service campaign aimed at getting Americans to do more to prepare for the possibility of a natural disaster or a terrorist attack. The department releasing several public service announcements designed to get people to set aside emergency supplies and come up with a family contact plan. This is not the first time Homeland Security's undertaken a public information campaign. Ridge says this earlier effort reached an estimated 58% of American households. He's hoping the new one will do even more to more people. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
I started grinding my teeth at an early age.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
And I do have a friend who is a very well-known periodontist. And I mentioned the Doctor's Night Guard to him, and he was quite familiar with the product. He endorsed the product wholeheartedly to me and was very happy that I had found it. I, of course, said, why the hell didn't you tell me about this 45 years ago? But nonetheless...
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. Now that Election Day is past, Bush and the Republican Congress have no more reason to pretend they want intelligence reform. So they're not. Hey, what could happen? I mean, we've nipped this terrorist thing in the bud, haven't we? Plus, comedian Judy Gold pays a call on us. And we get deeper into the Peanut Diaries on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio. The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Nature Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Do kick back and enjoy this Best of Mike Malloy program, the one you are listening to now. It's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days, and we'll return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the flying monkey right. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay. Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Thanks to Andy Stevenson for calling in from blackboxvoting.org. They need your help and contributions. And let me say something. a couple of things are related. You know, we can do this. We really can. By we, I don't mean just you and me. I mean the internet community. We can do this. Look what we've done so far. Look what MoveOn.org has done, going all the way back to the Clinton impeachment debacle. And there's so many more, you know, make them accountable. What are some of the other ones, Kathy? Help me out here. There's so many. Yeah, Democrats.org, Democratic Underground, Truthout.org, you know, when this community, our friends used to be our Long Island bureau chief. What's that site? TakeBackTheMedia.com. It just goes on and on. We have proved that we can do this, okay? We are not defenseless. Were there not an internet, I shudder to think where we'd be right now. But we have this amazing tool, this amazing organizational tool called the internet, this amazing tool that allows us to connect.
MoveOn.org. I said MoveOn.org. There's just a whole list of them. But I can't name them all. But we have proved that we can do this. Okay? So rather than organize more committees to, get out the vote, we need to organize through the tool that we have come to know how to use much more effectively than these right-wing thugs. Where concerns organization. Now, having said that, when the fraud is finally exposed, and I hate to go back to fourth grade here, but, cheaters never win, and winners never cheat, or something like that. When it's finally exposed, there are a couple of people who are going to be heroes, and one in particular, a woman who has been fighting this on her own. I remember we had her on this program, what was it, Kathy, 3 years ago, Bev Harris? I guess it was about 3 years ago. We had her on the program, the network I was with before. But Bev Harris, I've never met her. She could walk in the studio right now, I wouldn't recognize her. But here's a woman who has fought as hard as who? Thomas Paine? Jefferson? Huh? Pick somebody. Go ahead. Here's a real patriot, if we liberals are still allowed to use that word. Here's a real patriot, Bev Harris. And I know there are other ones. I know. I understand. My good friend Greg Palast, he's been hammering this anvil too. And there are more. I understand. But I'll tell you what, Bev Harris, who has stood out there on her own when it was necessary, and now she's got a few volunteers who has written about this, who has been Paul Revere, man. I mean, who do we compare her to? Now, if she's listening, she's probably going, oh, Jesus, stop. And I'm sorry. If you are listening, Bev, I'm sorry. And the battle's not over, and I understand that. But, my God, I think about, it was on Friday nights on Peter Jennings. They always do Person of the Week. Tonight it was Karl Rove. Now, I'm not saying that they approve. They're just saying it's just sort of like Time's Person of the Year. Hitler made that twice. It's not that they approve. What they're supposed to do is who had the most effect on the planet in one given year. That's what Time's Person of the Year is. I guess ABC's Person of the Week is the same thing. Well, the person who has made the strongest stand in favor of American democracy in the past couple 3 years? My nomination goes to Bev Harris, and I mean that. I'm sure if she's listening, she's going, "Oh, please stop." But what can I say? Did you come up with this? Did I? Did any of my friends and associates on this network or anybody lives down? No, Bev Harris. And I'm just asking, here we go again, but I'm asking, if you will help in supporting what she and her associates know. And she has a couple, who has it, Andy Stevenson that called in? These are good people. The young lad, Daniel, in Chicago, oh, my God, he's 15, and look what he's doing. Right? Now, please write this down, post office box 2-555-2, Seattle. Okay? 98165. It doesn't have to be much. Send them $5. That's all you have to do. I will be sending a check this weekend. What can we afford? Can we afford to send $50? Can we? Okay. My producer is also my wife. The bills are coming due, but I don't, so what?
Yeah, but you work for Air America. You got a lot of money.
No, I don't. But we will be sending a check over the weekend. Please help out here, okay? Bev Harris is a patriot. And I just stand in deep respect for somebody who does what she's done. It's one thing to get on the radio every day and bitch and moan and complain and stir up people and maybe sometimes hit a little bit of truth. But it's something else, again, to work out there the way Harris has been doing, struggling to preserve this democracy. Help her out. Help her out. Okay? You've got or we, not you, we, you and me, have got to help Beth Harris in blackboxvoting.org. We've got to, okay? We've got to. And no calls for rich liberals, no limousine liberals need to get involved in this. Yeah, there are a lot of them out there with the stroke of a pen, but they're not going to do it. And that's probably just as well. It's got to come from you and me. So, anyway, think about it. Think about the television reports of all the possible vote fraud that you've been seeing. Go back a couple of days before that to the long lines of folks, black and white, standing out in that rain, standing out in the cold or in the heat in the South. Miserable weather here. We had the heat and humidity. Think about down in Florida, people standing for hours and hours and hours to vote. You know, how many reports did you see? Well, I had to wait 4 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. Are we to believe those people were there to affirm George Bush's sterling leadership? Oh, please. And to think that the architect, Karl Rove, that's what they referred to him to ABC News, as the architect of the Bush election victory. Bush calls him that, I'm sorry. And the architect, Karl Rove, was watching and laughing at you, at me, at us Americans, us dummies who actually thought our vote was going to count for something. And this bastard is the person of the week, the architect. I would trade 10,000 Karl Roves for one Bev Harris. But doesn't it make you sick? Doesn't it? Okay, so we can do several things: recriminations, point fingers, talk about restructuring Democratic Party, gnash our teeth, weep and wail, talk about the unfairness of it all, or this. You and I both know the fraud was committed. We understand that. There's information coming in from all over the place. Even the mainstream media, the press, the newspapers are reporting it. You know, the Palm Beach Post is reporting about Broward County. What was it, Kathy? 86,000 votes eliminated. Palm Beach County, in Columbus, Ohio, Lucas County, in Toledo. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Ha ha! And who's going to do something about it? 60 Minutes? Brought to you by Viagra? Who's going to do it? 2020? Who's on that now? That little right-wing Nazi. What's his name? John Stossel? Yeah. Who's going to do it? You and I are going to do it. And we're going to do it through Bev Harris's blackboxvoting.org. All right? Okay. Off my soapbox. Send her $5, send her $10, send her $20. Please just do it. And just consider Bev Harris, all right? Would you? Okay. That's all I got to say. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn.
Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hi, Al Franken for the New Republic magazine, the nation's leading weekly journal of politics and arts. Here's what the editors say this week about Condoleezza Rice. The Rice appointment portends an administration that will continue to act as if its political victories are evidence that the White House policies are objectively successful. In reality, of course, just the opposite is true. The Bush administration doesn't punish its employees for their incompetence. Instead, it rewards incompetence with extensions of tenure and promotions. Rice's sentence should leave no doubt about where this administration is headed. Full steam in the same direction. Subscribe today and save $10 off their best online subscription price. For details, visit tnr.com/airamerica. And download this week's issue immediately, or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
Did you hear the news?
News?
Overstock.com, the online outlet, now has auctions.
Auctions?
Yeah, Overstock.com has auctions, like eBay, but with lower fees.
How much lower?
Well, about a third lower, and they offer volume discounts.
You're kidding.
No, it gets better. There's no sniping.
Really?
If an auction has a bid within 10 minutes of closing, it extends the auction. Plus, Overstock's rating system is on a 12-month rolling basis.
Well, that keeps everyone's ratings fair.
Exactly. And Overstock.com auctions has a personal and business networking system.
What does that mean?
Well, you can see the degrees of separation between yourself and any other buyer or seller, or you can network with people who have similar interests and see what they're buying and selling.
Like Friendster.
Yeah, like Friendster meets eBay.
Wow, sounds like Overstock.com just got better. Name brand products, online low price guarantee, 24-hour customer service,
mm-hmm.
and now internet auctions the old-fashioned way? Overstock has it all.
Well, you had to have heard by now. It's all about the O. Overstock.com. eBay and Friendster are trademarks of their respective companies and are not affiliated with Overstock.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
What? Oh, that's a Bushism. 22 past the hour. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, I apologize for the length of time you've been holding on. Beat me, flail me, make me do bad talk radio, but hi.
Well, if I have a request, I guess it would be
for people to realize that this whole issue of fraud, is it going to extend past anything in a black box?
Yeah.
The problems with mail delivery in Florida, the reports I've been hearing of requests for absentee ballots not being delivered properly,
right,
or promptly, there are enough indicators that say someone should take a look. If they can look for 2 or 3 tiny grams of anthrax in the U.S. Postal Service,
yeah,
when someone has a terrorist act, it would be nice if they pay that similar attention to something that could let domestic terrorists gain a purchase in America.
You know, a couple of decades ago, when the right wing in this country really made a serious effort to seize total control, the idea was put out there and accepted that you don't have to run for president. Get on the county commission board. Get on the election board. Get a job in the in the federal level on the postal authority. In other words, be a mole. You don't have to be a senator. You can, in matter of fact, you can do much more damage in the long run by refusing to deliver 100,000 absentee ballots. You
pure,
know what I'm saying?
Pure laziness, sloth. That's what it's disguised as.
Right.
I mean, for Colorado, there was a time when the Klan ran Colorado. And therefore, I am not upset or impatient about Boulder taking its time in using paper ballots and counting them one by one.
Yeah.
There is an article in the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News, I forget which, saying, well, they're taking their time out there. What is wrong with them? They're participating in democracy. They're participating in democracy better than we did. They're participating in democracy the same way India does, where you look at every vote, you count it, you move on.
Well, that's what Canada does, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that they're taking time. I'm simply worried that the other possible hints of fraud are not going to be looked at, or people are not going to be able to get subpoenas in time. I just want the people who were willing and beautifully willing to be lawyers and executives around this country who volunteered to help with the elections. Don't give up now just because the heads of the Democratic Party said we don't want to make waves.
Yeah.
Remember last time in 2000, they had a an association of newspapers get together and say, we're going up to the Supreme Court, we're going to ask them to release these records to us so we can do a vote count. They're not doing that this time.
That's right.
They're shrugging their shoulders saying, well, if the people don't care, why should we? Do they want to see fights in the streets before they care? Possibly they do.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the consolidation of media that says, well, there's one guy at GE, one guy at News Corp, one guy at Disney who can determine whether or not we see anything or not? Maybe. But we can't give up just because the advertisers are not telling us to do something. We have to continue, even if it's underground, even if it is as plodding as having to go to a county clerk's office and hand them a piece of paper asking to see their records.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that they're starting to tear up records now. Remember the supposition that if Kerry had won and got his chance to be in the Oval Office, they'd be shredding papers by now.
Oh, sure.
So we don't know whether or not they're shredding documents concerning this election, and no one's going to get up and stop them, and no one's going to have the authority to stop them. I haven't heard one public official, the way that the Congressional Black Caucus got spanked last time,
mm-hmm,
for saying that there were irregularities.
You're
now,
right.
They don't even have that power because the Democrats were overwhelmed in so many elections. We were blessed just to get a senator and the State House and Senate back. But that was after an extraordinary effort.
It's just, I think this is the part that is so frustrating to me, is what you're pointing out. The records can be destroyed. Using electronic voting or e-voting, there aren't any records to begin with if it's handled the way the bad guys want to handle it. But there can be absolutely no proof that anything untoward happened. The theft of our system of government can occur with not a single fingerprint, no DNA, no footprints, nothing.
Unless there are whistleblowers, and that falls into the other reason that this may work or may not work.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are perpetrating this see themselves as victims the way that...
Diane, please don't disappear. Diane? Okay. All right, Diane, if you can still hear us, which I'm sure you can, as you know, your cell phone died. Call us back Monday, Diane. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up there. I want to keep going here with the folks who have been holding on since God was a teenager. Kathy is calling from Des Moines, Washington. Is that right? What? Oh, it's time for a break. Never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the music. Ah! Okay, we'll come back to Kathy in Des Moines, Washington momentarily. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
People talk about me both night and day. I said, Lord, please forgive them and go the other way. But I never trouble.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. There are four important elements to achieving your dream lawn: watering, mowing, fertilizing, and insect protection. During peak growing season, water thoroughly in the early morning every couple of days. Cut no more than one-third the height of the grass about every 5 days. Apply a granular fertilizer evenly and invest in a protective pest barrier that will protect your lawn. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizers. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvanced.com.
Fall is the time when everyone prepares for the long, hard winter. Your lawn is no exception. That's why the scientists at Bayer created Bayer Advanced Triple Action Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer. It works at every level, the grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil to create a thicker, greener lawn in the fall. And it increases root development to fight winter stress and give you a quicker green up in the spring. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Preposterous! For healthy bones, calcium has long been center stage. But recent research shines a spotlight on another player, phosphorus. Calcium may have top filling, but building bones without phosphorus is, well, preposterous! Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, now there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Majority Report.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
You know, I can't get that image out of my head tonight on Peter Jennings on ABC News, Person of the Week. Karl Rove, the architect, laughing at us. All of us who stood in lines to vote, who spent time and money to help others get to the polls, who worked like Trojans to get our candidates selected. Just such an evil, evil little man with more power than Christ had. Must have given him quite a chuckle watching us vote. There we stood, believing that it mattered, you know, going into the black box, going into the computer terminal, those of us who voted that way. Okay, now, Kathy, in Des Moines, Washington, is it pronounced Des Moines or Des Moines?
It's Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines, it's French. Nobody says it right.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I was concerned about this black box thing. I've been hearing about this Andy Stevenson, who's part
right.
of it.
Right.
He's in Seattle, and I don't know if he's approaching this right here. But what everybody in every one of these states needs to do is get a hold of their attorney general for the state they're in and have them confiscate these black boxes, impound them or whatever.
Yeah, it's an excellent idea, but here's a couple of points you have to consider. In the first place, a lot of these attorneys general are Republican. Secondly, it takes the court order. They won't just, you know, if I walk in or you
I think that if we ask them where there's discrepancies, that they will go to the judge and deal with it.
They here's the answer. That's been taken care of. We're aware of it, ma'am. It's been taken care of.
Okay.
You have to have an order from a court in order to for an attorney general to, remember, attorneys general are law enforcement officers. That's all they are. They don't make any decisions except to enforce the law. And until they are ordered by a court to do something, they're just not going to do it. The citizens can show up a million strong, and the attorney general will just, call out the National Guard if he feels like it.
Hmm. Well, that's not, because I've recently talked to mine, and they're looking into some complaints I have over something entirely different.
Well,
they investigate this stuff.
Yeah, they may, but it's I'm not saying they don't. I'm saying it's up to their discretion. They don't have to do a damn thing. An attorney general is usually concerned with state constitutional law. Or fraud, or things like
that.
But
this
but
was an issue of fraud. Is that what we're looking at?
Right. Absolutely.
Big F.
Yeah, the big F, the F word.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, that was my thought on how to get these things out of the government. Because
it's a good idea, but I think that's what blackboxvoting.org is doing. They're using every legal means now to these records are supposed to be public records.
Right.
You don't need a court order to get public records.
I heard him say something like one of the states just plain said no.
Well, they said no in Minnesota, and that may take an attorney to file a lawsuit. And it's outrageous that a state says no to a citizen who says, I want to see the public records.
Yeah.
Now, they can throw a tremendous roadblock in your path by saying, okay, you can come in and take a look at all the votes cast, and they'll probably show up on 8,000 sheets of papers, and we charge 25 cents, so show up with $2,000, and we'll be happy to let you have it. So, you know, and that's one of the reasons that blackboxvoting.org is requesting donations in order to meet those fees that are necessary to get to the public business.
Well, my concern is these boxes getting erased or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If they're connected, still connected up to the big voting machine wherever they counted the votes.
Well, no, they're all discrete machines. They're not connected to the internet. They're discrete machines. You just plug them in. But what happens is, how are they programmed inside each individual voting machine? If they all have the same program, and the same program says every 40th vote give to the Republican, you need to see if that's the case. And the only way you can do that is to take a look at the program and see what the program did on the last election day. Now, here's the problem. Since we have outsourced democracy, this is what Tom Hartman wrote about today, I think, at commondreams.org. Since we have outsourced democracy, we have turned the voting over to private companies like Diebold, ESNS, SAIC. Then the programs that determine how the votes are counted become proprietary information, which means no. You don't have a right to see it. We own it. It's ours. It's not a matter of the public. So you have to be able to make an allegation of fraud. Once you make a criminal allegation, then perhaps, although the attorneys for Diebold and ESNS and the rest of these thuggish right-wing companies will fight tooth and nail, but once you have the intimation or the charge or the indictment of fraud, then possibly, perhaps, the records can be made public. But not until then, because it's now proprietary information. It's not, the machines are not owned by your county courthouse. They may be, the machines may be rented or owned by your county, but the programs that determine how the votes are cast and counted, they don't belong to the county or the township or the state. They belong to the company that manufactured that wrote the code. Is this making
whatever the software?
Right. Is this making sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. And that's what blackboxvoting.org is trying to do. Either show us the results, or if you're not going to do that, let's use freedom of information. If that doesn't work, and you claim it's proprietary information, you don't have to show it to us, then we will charge you with fraud if we can, and we'll notify the attorney general, or we'll notify the county prosecutor, or we'll notify the township solicitor, somebody who can then go to the court, get a court order, and expose what these people are doing. It's a very involved process.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in, Kathy.
Just double-checking on that one.
Well, there you go. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. Seth is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Seth has also been holding on for about 3 days now. Thanks for your patience, Seth.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, we want to give you a big hello from this liberal hotbed in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, university town. Hi, hotbed of liberalism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, at this Kerry rally, they expected maybe 60,000, and there were 86,000. That's like a quarter of our population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about hornet's nests earlier. And, I mean, you got to think about it. Bush, this guy is just kind of like poking at a bee's nest.
Right.
It's going to come back to him, but what we have to remember is that, I mean, what I want to get to is like this ugly lie that has just traveled for thousands of miles right up here to Madison. It's so bad that I quit my church. But we have to remember, I mean, the blackbox.org is great. and we need to stay on that. But the one thing everybody needs to remember is that there's, even according to Bush's fixed numbers, there's 50 million of us.
Right.
50 million. All we have to do is not shut up. Keep making noise.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. We have this amazing tool called the Internet, and we can continue to apply pressure. When you have 50 million people potentially who potentially can speak with one voice through the power of the Internet now, that's a powerful force. You're absolutely right.
Right, and even if only one out of 100 throws up a web page, how many web pages is that? 2.5 million or
well, there you
something
go.
Like that? I threw one up, but what I wanted to get to is this thing. You know, you heard about the flyer down in Arkansas.
Oh, the one that said the Bible was going to be banned?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is so obscene. And it traveled by word of mouth from church to church to church all the way up here to Madison, Wisconsin.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I had some friends who were...
Madison, Wisconsin has a preacher who would stand in the pulpit and say the Democrat...
No, not the preacher. Not the preacher.
Okay.
But if you're standing outside the church, you know, they were coming up to me and putting a friendly hand on my shoulder and saying, well, Seth, make sure you pray about this so you can vote with a clear conscience.
Oh, my God.
With a clear conscience. I mean, I was talking to my friends, and they mentioned this, and I just laughed, banning the Bible. Right. That is not going to happen in this country. But they believed it.
They only banned books by Darwin or Judy Blum or Isaac Asimov or Ray Bradbury. Those are the kinds of books they banned. Not the Bible, though. Never the Bible.
It's such an ugly lie.
Of course it is.
And, you know, I was talking to them, and they just believed it. And, I mean, I was amused and just disgusted. These people are saying, you know, we're spreading the good news. And, I mean, right here in Madison where people are supposed to be informed and educated, you know, I tried to point out some facts to them. You know, overtime's been banned, health care, jobs, Iraq, missing explosives, on and on and on. And they just got this glassy, glazed-over look.
They're going to ban the Bible.
They got this glazed-over look and began to regurgitate this white right-wing stump speech. You know, you remember the Black Love Child for McCain?
Oh, sure.
Okay. They didn't even believe it existed. And they just started babbling. More mindless goop.
I know. I hear you. Listen, keep the good fight going, Seth. We got a break here. Thanks for checking in, pal. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Now don't sit at home saying, what could I do? Remember that unity starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big, evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money. Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. ScorePower at Equifax.com.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's More of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, well, there's not too much More of Mike Malloy tonight. Credit where credit's due, though. Program engineered in one of the few remaining bastions of reasonableness and common sense. You know that island off the coast of Europe, New York City? Engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your calls. And the usual gang of bandits, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and, of course, the chief bandit, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Oh, by the way, tune in Monday night. We're gonna try to do like they do in New York. We're gonna have a live guest in the studio, Kevin Kinney, and we may even have some music, live music in the studio. Was it on Al Franken's show today? Was it today when they had the musician that he's gonna tour in USO tour? Al is gonna go out in December. Gonna go to Iraq. That was yesterday, I believe. He's going to go to Iraq and Afghanistan, Al is, once again, to entertain the troops. And drawn a blank on the musician's name, but Daryl Worley came to me. Just, I don't know, just floats right into my head. Just when I say I can't remember, it pops up. Daryl Worley, who country singer who is excellent. Anyway. What was I trying to say? Oh, that's right. So there was live music in the studio. We used to do that once in a while at WLS in Chicago. So it was good to hear it on Al's show. We're going to try it here in our little bunker in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains come Monday with Kevin Kinney. Kevin is going to be in New York City a week from tomorrow night. Is that right? A week from Saturday night. And we want him to play. I want you to hear him. And then I'm going to ask a lot of our listeners in New York to... who are not tuned in right now to the radio because we're not on LIB the last hour. But if you're listening on the Internet, we'll talk about it next week. He's going to be here second hour on Monday night, and we want you to go hear him. Not everybody from the South is, a jackass. Well, who said they were? But anyway, where are we? Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on forever like you have. Appreciate it.
Well, Mike, you're worth it. You're worth every moment of it. I was going to give you a website, as maybe your listeners can get a pencil, but in the meantime, I wanted to ask you a couple questions to go back. I wanted to ask you the name of that guy that had written the book that had spoken to Bush and had, back in the 99, you said.
He didn't write the book. He was chosen to write... the book, Bush's autobiography, and because it wasn't sucky enough, they had Karen Hughes write it.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can...
That's what happens when you get old.
Well, I'm trying to find the damn thing here, and I know I had it, but I don't see it.
While you're looking, I'm going to make it appeal to, in your language, tell your readers to get off their ass, or your listeners to get off their ass and send money to... Black box voting. I did today.
Well, good, good.
All right, and everybody.
I don't have that thing in front of me.
Okay, that was fine. The other one. What the hell was I going to ask you? There was another one I was going to ask you about, and now it's slipped.
It's rough when you get old. Isn't it?
I know it. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. All right, I was going to tell you about this website. Now, the site is. HTTP, it doesn't have the www, it just has the colon /// and then it's ustogether.org/, and it uses Florida with a capital F and an underscore and an election with a capital E .htm.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a website that shows county by county in Florida what the expected voting results were and what the actual voting results were.
Huh.
And what somebody put a lot of work into this, did a lot of compiling of statistics. But what's really interesting is that the optical voting, optical scan machines are the ones that have the greatest disparity. One precinct, Calhoun precinct, showed a 433% rise above expected on the Republicans and a minus 56.9% on the Democrats.
Gee, I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, and another one, Baker County, has 220.4% of the Republican vote and minus 68.4% of the percentage change on the Democrats.
Hey, call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but wouldn't it be interesting just once to see that the Republican vote was wrong and the Democrat vote, you know, the Republican vote got depleted by 800% and the Democrat vote went over the top? But that never happened. Isn't that just one hell of a cosmic coincidence, huh?
No, it's what you call it, you know, people that laugh at it.
Oh, but there's no rigging of the vote here. There's no fraud. It's just, you know. Oh, it just happens to Democrats.
Mike, the thing that people tend to laugh and call as conspiracy theorists And I reply with calling them coincidence theorists.
Coincidence theorists. That's a good one.
It's the perfect reply.
That's these, very true.
These people are coincidence theorists if they want to believe that everything is a big, cosmic, wonderful coincidence, happy, you know.
I know. Hey, listen, I've got a boogie.
I know you do.
Because
thanks for your time. And damn it, I can't think of the other question I was going to ask.
That's all right,
what's
Bruce.
What's your on-air email address?
MikeDMalloy@AOL.com.
Mike D is in
David. Yes.
D.
All right.
Malloy.
MikeDMalloy@AOL.com.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. We are just about out of time. Thanks to everybody who participated in the program tonight, whatever love you did, even you right-wing lurkers. We love having you around. We can always smell you, though. We know you're there. You exude a certain fragrance, so we know you're there. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend, okay? Here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, fall has arrived. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Temperature is going to be in the 30s tonight, in the 60s over the weekend. We are going to go out and look at leaves. I hope you do something fun also, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you Monday. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are, and I'll see you Monday night.
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
When you're buying a used vehicle, lots of questions come up, like has the vehicle been inspected? Does it come with a comprehensive limited warranty? Well, when it comes to GM-certified used vehicles, the answer is yes and yes. Plus, now qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. So why offer all that? Well, we don't mind hearing our customers saying yes either. GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 11/30/04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush is postponing his trip to speak at an Ecuador Chamber of Commerce after the plane scheduled to take him there on Monday crashed in Houston. Houston Airport System spokesman Roger Smith says the plane was approaching Houston's Hobby Airport when it hit a light tower.
There was part of a wing that was on the beltway. No one was injured other than the three people in the plane who died, so we were fortunate that way.
The pilot, co-pilot, and flight attendant on board the plane died when it crashed into a field about 2 miles away from the airport. Smith says fog obscured the pilot's view, but both he and the air traffic controller approved the attempt to land. The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration are investigating. The Indiana Pacers, reeling from the fallout of that brawl in Detroit Friday night, are apologizing and promise to keep competing. Some Pacers players went into the stands at the end of the game with the Pistons, and a melee ensued. Indiana Pacers coach Rick Carlisle says they will move forward.
Friday night was a regrettable incident. Many people involved, obviously, and many people made a lot of mistakes. But I think we're at a point now, 3 days later, where we've got to move toward, getting through it.
Ron Artest, the player at the center of the incident, was suspended for the rest of the season, a record 73 games. In addition to Artest, several other players received multi-game suspensions. President Bush is hopeful about reports that Iran will suspend its uranium enrichment activities. However, he suggests that talk is cheap without verification.
You know, they have said some things in the past, and it's very important for them to verify and earn the trust of those of us who are worried about them developing a nuclear weapon.
The president made his comments during a news conference in Colombia. The U.S. suspects that Iran has been working on uranium enrichment to build a nuclear weapon. Tens of thousands of people have reported they came down with respiratory problems after the World Trade Center attacks. That's according to the first report from the World Trade Center Health Registry. It details the symptoms suffered by people living near the World Trade Center on and after 9/11. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Frieden says the two biggest problems are respiratory issues and psychological distress.
What this shows is that tens of thousands of people had significant lung symptoms around the time of exposure to the WTC.
Nearly 50% of those in the report said they suffered from shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, and sinus trouble. New York City says it will track the systems for years to come. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the foreword. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
I'm going to do a great promo today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Hi, I'm Stuart Smalley, and on November 24th, day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to do a special Thanksgiving holiday show filling in for Al Franken, who is terrific, by the way. I just think he's the best. So tune in November 24th, noon to 3, here on Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Do kick back and enjoy this Best of Mike Malloy program, the one you are listening to now. It's a recorded program since I'm off for a few days, and we'll return November 29th, ready once again to do battle against the flying monkey right. So enjoy, but don't call in until November 29th, okay? Okay. Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. That's M-A-L-L-O-Y. There's no R in it. Thanks for joining us tonight. Glad you're here. I was talking to my daughter in Tampa earlier today, and she was talking about her son, my grandson, who is, how old is Jacob? Is he four?
He's a lot older than your new daughter.
How old is he, four or five?
He's almost five.
Almost five, okay. Yeah, I guess he would still be 4 years old then if he's almost five, right? Another 2 weeks and he turns five. It's hard to keep track of all these little sprogs running around, you know? Is it a grandkid? Is it a kid? Anyway, he's 4 years, almost five. He goes to preschool, has been going to preschool for a while. Lovely young lad. And in their little preschool, I just found this out today when I was talking to Wendy. On Tuesday, in his little preschool class, they held a mock election. Now, right away, it makes you wonder, what the hell is up with that? I mean, why is a preschool teacher having four-year-olds and five-year-olds hold them up? Okay, I'm sure there's probably a good idea behind it. I'm not going to doubt that. But anyway, they had a mock election in his preschool. And one of Jacob's little classmates watched Jacob choose the blue construction paper ballot that represented Kerry and put it in the box for Kerry. And a little kid came up to Jacob and said, John Kerry's a bloodsucker. John Kerry's a bloodsucker. And Wendy said Jake just kind of looked at him and decked him, did he? Bless the kid's heart. John Kerry's a bloodsucker. That's coming out of the mouth of a four-year-old? Oh, Jesus, the damage that the Bush cabal and the right-wingers, Republicans, have done to this country is inestimable. It's multi-generational, transgenerational. It's just, whatever. You probably heard today the humanitarian aid agency Doctors Without Borders says it is pulling out of Iraq because of escalating violence and the danger to its staff. The agency said in a statement that it had taken the decision, in their words, quote, in the light of the extreme risks taken in the country by humanitarian workers, end quote. The statement was released in Geneva, Switzerland, went on to say, we deeply regret that we are no longer able to bring medical aid to the Iraqi people when they need it the most. CARE has closed down. International Committee of the Red Cross is gone. This is George Bush's success in Iraq. In the meantime, the U.S. military is gearing up for a major assault against the city of Fallujah. There is going to be mega death. And the question remains, why? What is in Fallujah? Oh, the insurgents. And what are the insurgents trying to do? Defeat America. Why are they trying to defeat America? Because soldiers are in their country. Why are soldiers in their country? To overthrow Saddam. Saddam is overthrown. He is in U.S. custody. So why are the soldiers still there? I don't know. A slaughter is coming. And again, this is Bush policy. Speaking of Bush, he had a press conference today. This arrogant little twit, we've got some sound for you tonight of George Bush, his first press conference. The swagger, the arrogance, the pinheadedness of this guy is just almost gagging. And the crack White House press corps sits there like what? Geese, sheep, frogs, turtles, roaches, snails? Pick something. Somebody help me out here. Pick a, what's the word, phylum? Is it phylum? Is that what I'm looking for, Kathy? You're the biologist. Phylum? Or is it species? It doesn't matter. Pick a creature. Spiders, worms, the White House press corps sits there, right? They sit there. While Bush just, I don't know how to say this. I can't say it the way I want to because this is family radio. But he sits there and kind of twists it and breaks it off. And the White House press corps just takes it. So we have some sound for you of Bush today. little swagger to his step, the little that contemptible, disgusting look on his face. I'm Jesus' little brother. Matter of fact, can we do one right now, or is it too early? Okay, let's do this one. You've got to hear this, okay? He's already playing dictator. He sounds like he's joking as he talks about his one-question rule. Did you know that? There's a one-question rule from this wimp, from this coward, from this deserter, from this twit. A one-question rule to the crack White House press corps. He tries to make it into a joke, but, well, we're going to play the first two, okay? Here's the question from the crack White House press geek. Mr. President, thank you. As you look at your second term, how much is the war in Iraq going to cost? Do you intend to send more troops or bring troops home? And in the Middle East, more broadly, do you agree with Tony Blair that revitalizing the Middle East peace process is the single most pressing political issue facing the world?
Now that I've got the will of the people at my back, I'm going to start enforcing the one-question rule. That was three questions. We will work with the Alawi government to achieve our objective, which is elections and on the path to stability. And we'll continue to train the troops. Our commanders will have that which they need to complete their missions. And in terms of the cost, we'll work with the OMB and the Defense Department to bring forth to Congress a realistic assessment of what the cost will be.
Oh, I think we pretty much know what it's going to be. Bunny Pants, it's going to be $500 million before this, or $500 billion, $500 billion before your little adventure in overcoming your Oedipal problems with your father are finally accomplished. So, you know, but now, this time, when he does admonish a reporter for violating his rules, no one laughs. Now, you heard the laugh that time. Listen this time. The reporter says, well, how will you go about bringing people together? Will you seek a consensus candidate for the Supreme Court if there's an opening? Will you bring some Democrats into your cabinet?
Yeah, again, he violated the one question rule right off the bat. Obviously, you didn't listen to the will of the people. But first of all, there's no vacancy for the Supreme Court, and I will deal with a vacancy when there is one.
So there, next question. Incredible. Now, in the first question, where he's asked, do you intend to send more troops or bring troops home? In the Middle East, do you agree with Tony Blair that revitalizing the Middle East peace process, single most pressing political issue? Bush never answered questions like this in the past. And now that he's got his pretend mandate, what did he win by? 1.5%? 3.5 million votes out of 115 million cast? Well, Kathy just said in my headphones, if he won, I'm just going to go, that's like saying, you know, he got reelected. That's bat squeeze. Of course he didn't get reelected. But you know, I can't keep going back and correcting myself, Kathy. So he got elected with 3.5 million votes out of 115 million cast. And this jack-legged freak thinks he has a mandate? Well, it's not just him. All of the pundits on the right, from Charles Krauthammer to, George Will, to, just write down the list of these vermin. They're the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, Richard Viguerie, the psychopath who would like to destroy America. All of these people say he's got a mandate. He's got a mandate. Since when is 51% of the vote a mandate? That's a squeaker, you morons. So now that he's got his pretend mandate, and he didn't answer questions, he was dishonest, a geek the first 4 years, what? He's going to change now, all of a sudden become Mr. Honest? Look, get ready for 4 more years of vague, fuzzy answers, and only when he chooses to give his dumb, half-witted answer. It's astonishing. I watched that press conference today, and for about 10 minutes, and then I had to stop because Kathy said, you know, you have to stop throwing stuff at the television because one of these times you're going to hit it, and you don't want to, you know, have to go buy a new one, right? Because they're all made in China. I don't know. It's Air America Radio. Stay with us. Quick break. I'll be right back.
George W. Bush will give the country a push. Put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush is gonna give us a push. He's the man who'll do what's right for me and you.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be coming to the
front porch.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Past the hour. Yeah, the mandate thing, I'm really sick of hearing about today. I really do. I really am, I should say. And also tonight, some information about Vioxx. As you know, people are dying from taking that drug. It should have been recalled 3-4 years ago, but that's not the way it works in America anymore. You know, after enough people die, then they might recall it. They figure, their actuaries figure, okay, well, if we recall it, we're going to lose all this profit. So how much are the lawsuits going to cost? Well, Bush is putting a cap on lawsuits, so we can get away with about $250,000 per death. Oh, okay, well, let's go ahead and we'll stop when we hit 10, 20,000 dead. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? In Bellingham, Washington, and Portland yesterday, hundreds of demonstrators turned out in response to Bush's second theft of the presidency of this country. They were responded to with police and riot gear. In Bellingham, Washington, more than 300 people, according to the Associated Press, participated in the protests, which started on the grounds of Western Washington University's Performing Arts Center, then moved through downtown. The crowd staged a sit-in at one intersection and stopped at another, holding up afternoon traffic. After police threatened to make arrests, the protesters dispersed. In Portland, protesters wearing gas masks and hoisting cardboard peace signs took to the streets chanting, "Not our president, not our war." Demonstrators, who numbered more than 100, were met by police in riot gear who arrived on foot, on motorcycles, on bicycles, on horseback. Jesus, why not in tanks and armored personnel carriers and F-15s, you know. Five people were arrested, no reports of serious injuries. The protesters called for an investigation into Bush's, quote, victory, close quote, over Kerry. Do you think, demonstrations, do you think this is going to be like an organic thing? Do we have to get involved with the same people who staged the pre-war, anti-war, massive demonstrations? Or do you think it's going to be organic, little by little? I don't think it's going to be organic because too much of the country has been washed in the blood of George Bush and the Lamb, and they're very content. It doesn't make any difference how bad things are economically or the fact that we are killing thousands upon thousands of people around the planet. Well, in Iraq and Afghanistan, that doesn't matter. At least a couple fetuses are... Well, actually, that's not true either because, remember, under Bush, abortions went up. Under Bill Clinton, they went down. They're going to continue to go up. Even after Bush appoints an anti-abortion Supreme Court justice, they're still going to go up. Just because the Supreme Court said, well, now, this is against the law. Do you really believe that abortion... Well, never mind. One of the stories not reported, I just found out about this today. More than 700 people were arrested and thousands more subjected to FBI interviews just prior to this this phony election we just had. Did you know about this? I didn't either. 700 people arrested, thousands interviewed by FBI, an intense government effort to avert a terrorist attack aimed at disrupting the election. As in the past, law enforcement officials said today they don't know for sure whether any of those arrests or interviews foiled an attack. Well, they got one guy, a 23-year-old Pakistani man who had illegally entered the United States through Mexico 4 years ago, was working as a fuel tanker truck driver with access to a major U.S. seaport. Well, you never know, right? And most of the reports were most Middle Eastern foreigners in this country, legally or illegally, once they're interrogated, they quietly move back in their neighborhoods and start thinking about going to Canada. This stuff doesn't get into the papers because we have a whorish, cowardly press. There were reports of heavy-handed tactics against these people in some places. The Council on American-Islamic Relations provided several examples, including a young Pakistani man who was held for 5 hours in Las Vegas after books on the Muslim holiday of Ramadan and books on Arabic grammar were found in his possession. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Five-hour detention, interview with the FBI. The federal police were at his door. Which is America, huh? As far as the Bush crime family's theft of the second election here, Sidney Blumenthal, we quote a little bit from his recent writings yesterday. Let me just a couple more sentences here. Blumenthal described Bush's mandate this way. Now, without constraints, Bush can pursue the dreams he campaigned for, the use of U.S. military might to bring God's gift of freedom to the world. With no more global tests in a home, the enactment of the imperatives of the right God, the international system of collective security forged in World War II and tempered in the Cold War is a thing of the past. The Democratic Party, despite its best efforts, has failed to rein in the radicalism sweeping the country. The world is in a state of emergency, but it's also irrelevant. The new world, with all its power and might, stepping forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old... Goodbye to all that. Quick break. We'll be back.
Please sign here. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign here.
We will apply the immigration laws. We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
The best of Mike Malloy
on Air America Radio.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events. Business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Randy Rhodes.
I needed to know from this particular town, which was in the northern part of Maine, which is a blue state. I needed to know that the people loved God just as much as they did in the red states. Do you know what the Sunday morning sermon was on this little radio station? It was, "Are you 35 years old and still living with your mother? Something is wrong. Jesus wants you to grow up." Blaming the people for not working when there was no place to work.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
So, who in the electronic medium is talking about the theft? Laura Flanders is. Randy Rhodes is. I am. I think Sam and Janine are. Who else? I'm drawing a blank. Now, if you want to hear the rant that I had Wednesday right after, you know, the day after about the theft, I am told by our fabulous call screener and production guru in New York, Linda Blake, that Air America is replaying my Wednesday program tomorrow night at midnight Eastern Time. So just listen. Only you don't even have to do that. Go to blackboxvoting.org. This week coming, on the weekend, listen to Laura's show. Listen to Randy next week. Listen to Janine and Sam. And please, please, please don't buy into this business about you failed or the Democrats failed or Kerry failed. It didn't happen. Do you understand? It just didn't happen. This has been coming. This has been coming for 4 years. It was to figure out how to do it. That's all. You know, figure out how to do it. Everybody who has the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk understands that while fascism may be right below the surface in this country, most Americans, even still today, are not conservative. They're not. I don't care how many gay marriage amendments you dangle in front of their faces, how many abortion issues or stem cell issues. Most Americans are not conservative because most Americans understand that down the conservative road is death and destruction and bitterness and unhappiness and ghosts and monsters and dragons and things that go bump in the night right before they cut your throat. So how did they do it? Because we didn't organize? Because we didn't have Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean stirring people up and then Kerry taking over when he took over and people in the streets and millions of people around the world demonstrating against this cretin that occupies the Oval Office and doorbell ringing and phone calls and what, it all failed? No, it didn't. But these people borrowed from not just Hitler's playbook, Goering's playbook about, you know, just tell the people that they're going to be attacked by boogeymen and you've got them. They also borrowed from Stalin's playbook. You know, it doesn't make any difference how the voting is done. Just control the counting. But please, don't be naive about this stuff, okay? You are so much brighter than that. And so am I. Don't go wandering off into the desert now with the Republican applause ringing in your ears for too stupid to be president as he assumes another 4 years illegally. Well, okay, it was done legally. I guess you can rob a bank legally if you can get in and nobody ever knows it. And 20 years later, an auditor says, oh, damn, there's $7 million missing. How did that happen? Well, not legally, but surreptitiously to the point where it's never discovered. But please, the parade of liberals and Democrats and progressives, well-meaning all, but somehow just disconnected from the reality of what happened. What is it that people don't want to believe that such a thing could happen in this country? Why? Why is that so hard to believe? Again, all you have to do... Oh, Jesus. Just take a look at the companies. Who's involved in the companies that built the machines, the hardware and the software? They are religious fanatics. They are killers. You think they want a free and fair election? They are dominionists. They are Armageddonists. Now, don't take my word for it. Don't ever take my word for it. Do your own research. Do your own research, will you please? Find out about ESS and Diebold and SAIC and these companies that make these things and go to their websites and cross-check the names. And if you have to, spend a couple of bucks and do a Lexus search or whatever you have to do. It's all there. And CNN's not going to do it for you. And neither is CBS, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, or the LA Times, or the Miami Herald, or the Toledo Blade, or the Cleveland Plain Dealer. They're not going to do it for you. But the information's there. This is not, you know, the comet's coming, so let's all put on our Nikes and commit suicide so we can ride into Saturn. You know, that's not what this is. This is what happened to this republic, and it happened very quickly, because the Republicans and the Christian fanatics in this country knew that they could never, ever, ever, ever win it fair and square. So they put a moron up there like George Bush and surround him with neo-Nazis and neo-fascists, and they still know they're not going to win it. So the first time they stole it. Well, let's do it this way. But the second and third time, in 2002 and 2004, has to be much more sophisticated. We can't keep going to the Supreme Court. We can't keep relying on secretaries of state who happen to be co-chairmen of Bush election or re-election campaigns. We got away with it in Florida. We got away with it in Ohio. But we have to have something more sophisticated. Oh, I know. Let's just control the voting machines. And let's tell every, let's call it the Help America Vote Act. Like the USA Patriot Act, right? The Help America Vote Ad. Here, let us help you. Step right over here. This is called touchscreen voting. Now, this will guarantee there'll never be another hanging Chad. You'll never have Jews for Buchanan again. Here, let me show you how easy this is. Snirk, snirk, snirk. Oh, my God. It's really simple, isn't it? Huh? I want to hear from Danielle in Chicago, who is a black box volunteer. Danielle, welcome to the program. Or is it Daniel? How do you say your name? Well, let's see if we can get Daniel up there.
Hello?
Hi, Danielle or Daniel?
Daniel.
Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the program. You're a black box volunteer?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, what does that mean?
I'm working for Black Box Voting, and I'm doing a lot of things. I just wanted to say, well, first of all, I want to say I love your show, and it's kept me going in the late nights working for Black Box Voting. But
well, bless your heart for doing what you're doing.
Anywho, you've been hearing a lot about how you can help Black Box Voting, but just in terms of sort of the day-to-day affairs of what goes on, there's something else I think we could use, and that's anybody who lives in Michigan, if they could supply us with the fax number for cities and townships, for whatever city and township you live in, the fax number of the county clerk, because we're having trouble finding them online.
Okay, now, how is there an email address at Black Box Voting?
Yeah, crew@blackboxvoting.org.
Say it again, because I was talking over you. Say it again.
Crew.
C-R-E-W.
crew@blackboxvoting.org.
All right, crew@blackboxvoting.org.
That's right.
Crew, okay. And that is the fax number of any county commissioner.
County clerk.
County clerk in any of the counties in Michigan.
Only they don't vote by county. They vote by city and township in Michigan.
Ah, so what is it specifically you need?
The city and township clerks.
Okay.
In Michigan, thank you.
Okay, and that's send it to crew@bbv.org, only spell it out, black box voting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Daniel, stay in touch.
All right, and thanks a lot for talking about SAIC. Nobody blows the lid off that one.
SAIC?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other night.
Yeah, I said thanks for doing it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nobody else does. Thanks.
All right. Have a nice evening, Daniel.
Okay.
If you live in Michigan, you know, maybe you can do that. It's how simple is it? Go to your phone book. Just call them. Say, hi, I have to send something in here to the township clerk. I'm thinking about building a fence, and I want to send you some specs. What is your fax number? See, lie. Don't say that you're calling, you know, because Black Box Voting is going to subpoena the records. Just lie. 85 students worried about war, return to the draft, and the future of the environment staged an overnight protest in the Boulder High School library before leaving peacefully Friday morning. You heard that story on our network news here. If you get our network news, not all our affiliates do, about the kids, about 85 kids. You know, they're worried about. They said they wanted some assurances from political leaders about the direction the country is heading in. Yeah. The principal there agreed to let the students spend the night if they would leave in the library, if they would leave in time for Friday morning classes, which they did. One of the kids, a 15-year-old, with a peace sign painted on her face, said, quote, people are deciding stuff that's going to affect us, and we didn't have a say in it. Yeah. Now, the students said they wanted to talk to the Republican governor and the Republican representative, and, of course, the Republicans just gave them the middle finger and said, you know, I'm sorry, kids, I'm too busy. Spokesman for the governor and Representative Marilyn Musgrave, Republican, said neither had received a request to speak to the students. Man. And the Boulder County Republican Party vice chairman met with some of the students, and he said afterwards, you know, they have every right to have their voices heard, but their views are based on a lack of information and knowledge, and I think we owe it to them to help them alleviate their fears. Huh?
Great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to score.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit score.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. lesson.
I know. It's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Before the hour, you know, I don't mean to make it sound like the only place you're going to hear about the theft of the election is on this network. Ray Taliaferro on KGO Radio in San Francisco, according to Doug here, spent a very angry 4 hours overnight last night talking about the vote fraud topic exclusively. And, of course, you know, Greg Palast was on Majority Report this evening. That's what Kathy and I were listening to coming to work tonight. Michael Rechtenwald, doctor, Ph.D., also was discussing it on WRCT in Pittsburgh, and what else? It's just difficult for me to keep track of all these people. But thank God there are other people out there who are talking about this, and who are just trying to focus the wasted energy right now on what really happened. I can't stand to hear people, you know, this self-flagellation about, well, we've got to try harder, or what did we do, or, you know, gosh, what happened, or Bush's base was more motivated. You know, all of that stuff is not true. The reports already are dribbling in, a little bit here, a little bit there. You see it in the Palm Beach Post. You see it in the Columbus, Ohio newspaper, the Toledo Blade, a few newspapers here and there. 7,000 votes missing. 8,000. What's it? 3,000, 1,300, 9,000. You know, the machines, the screw-ups, the terrible, terrible things that happened. And it just be, you know, here we go again. It's being suppressed. It's being suppressed. It's being ignored by mainstream media. They don't give a damn. Except those little articles here and there. And they'll disappear down the memory hole. Gone. You know, the election was, what was it, months ago? It seems like already. What was it, 2 days, 3 days ago? And already, it's just, you know, all you see are a bunch of talking heads on Tweety Bird show and the Pigman show and this show and that show and the other. Well, now, I really do believe that, you know, the liberal agenda is dead. Liberals don't. Well, I think what we have to do is work harder now. Well, if we went, you know, that it's happening. It's a postmortem. And some of us, like you and me and these people we mentioned, we're standing around going, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. That's not what happened. Here's what happened. God, isn't it frustrating? Huh? Isn't it frustrating? But, we can't stop. We can't stop. Unless we're willing to. Wait a minute. Why can't we stop? Why can't we just say to hell with it? Well, I'll tell you one reason that I have, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know, I'm getting to be a pretty old guy. How much more time have I got? But I've got this is hard to believe, a four-month-old daughter, and I've got grandkids. And I just wonder, I was talking to Kathy the other night after the election. I said, look, you know, I mean, let's face it, by the time this kid is 25, 30 years old, I'll be dead and gone. But what kind of a world is she going to face in this country? Molly, my three-month-old. So that, you know, do you need motivation? There you go. What about your kids? Huh? You don't have any yet? Maybe you will someday. What about your grandkids? That's going to take a long time to do this. Is it worth it to you? You know, you really do have to check out your motivation, right? The inclination right now for a lot of folks is to give up. I mean, we just all have come out of a four-year-long fight to the death with the forces of evil. And it appears that we lost. Right away it appears, we're down to Ohio and Iowa. Oh, God. Well, we haven't got the returns in yet, Peter, from New Mexico. Ooh, nail bite. Oh, God. Did we work hard enough? Did we get enough? Never knowing and never understanding, never accepting that the outcome was determined 2 years ago. When it worked in Georgia, when every single precinct in Georgia in the off-year elections used Diebold machinery, it worked smooth as glass. It worked. And Karl Rove and the rest of them looked at Georgia and went, damn. We flipped an entire state. Wait till 2004 when we flip an entire country. So is it worth fighting to save this Democratic Republic? Is it? I don't know. Just think it over. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your kid. Talk to your mama. Talk to your best friend. Is it? Talk to yourself. Pray. Whatever you do, is it worth it? It is worth it to me. It is worth it to me to the extent of talking about it. I am not going to spend the next 2 years on this radio program, assuming I have this radio program for 2 years, talking about, well, we got to organize and get control of the House or the Senate, No, I'm not going to do that because now I understand, and so should you. You can organize, like I said the other night, till your forehead breaks out with huge droplets of blood, like Christ praying in Gethsemane, if you want to. Or you can do the other thing. Blackboxvoting.org. Just get organized. Get organized. Just get organized around the right issue. Okay? We'll be there. You'll be there. I'll be there. We'll be there together. There's enough of us. We can do this. We can do this. Stay tuned for more of the Molloy program on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Mike Molloy on the Air America Radio Network.
The best of Mike Molloy
on Air America Radio.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush is postponing his trip to speak at an Ecuador Chamber of Commerce after the plane scheduled to take him there on Monday crashed in Houston. Houston Airport System spokesman Roger Smith says the plane was approaching Houston's Hobby Airport when it hit a light tower.
There was part of a wing that was on the beltway. No one was injured other than three people in the plane who died, so we were fortunate that way.
The pilot, co-pilot, and flight attendant on board the plane died when it crashed into a field about 2 miles away from the airport. Smith says fog obscured the pilot's view, but both he and the air traffic controller approved the attempt to land. The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration are investigating. The Indiana Pacers, reeling from the fallout of that brawl in Detroit Friday night, are apologizing and promise to keep competing. Some Pacers players went into the stands at the end of the game with the Pistons, and a melee ensued. Indiana Pacers coach Rick Carlisle says they will move forward.
Friday night was a regrettable incident. Many people involved, obviously, and many people made a lot of mistakes. But I think we're at a point now, 3 days later, where we've got to move toward, getting through it.
Ron Artest, the player at the center of the incident, was suspended for the rest of the season, a record 73 games. In addition to Artest, several other